from sidelines to the studios and everything in between, no one brings you closer to the action.
Micah Parsons is on the trajectory to a first ballot Hall of Fame. That's the trajectory he's on, just plain and simple what it is.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold with today's insider, ESPN's Alex Stroph, on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
What the hell's going on out here?
And Alex is sponsored by Window Nation. Alex, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Happy Thursday.
It is Bears Week.
Yeah, it is.
Bears Week this year feels a little bit different, doesn't it?
Sure does. I think you and I were talking off the air a little bit. This is the first time since 2013 that this is a meaningful December game for both of these teams. And we know how that one played out. It was the last game of the season in 2013.
Right.
Rodgers, the Cobb, to win the division and ultimately get into the playoffs. So, yeah, meaningful football for twice in 3 weeks between these two teams.
It's really fun. So give me a little evaluation as you look at these two teams. Which football team do you think right now in this snapshot is a better football team?
It's the Packers. And I don't know that it's particularly close. Now, props and credit due to the Bears. They're at 9-3. They have the better record. A first-year head coach, a lot of changes in the offseason are seemingly working for them. But Green Bay seemingly is hitting its stride. Three wins in a row now. A really impressive game last week on Thanksgiving against Detroit, coming off of another impressive dominant victory over a divisional opponent. Green Bay is hitting all the right things. Micah Parsons is delivering defensively. Jordan Love is delivering offensively. And it seems like Matt LaFleur has gotten his mojo back after a couple of tough weeks midseason.
I like that LaFleur got aggressive. He said he was going to, and he did. He absolutely did at every opportunity. Do you think that was an aberration, or you just said maybe he's hit his stride? Could this be the identity of his coaching the rest of the season?
Yeah, you have to evolve in the NFL, and this is year seven for him as a head coach. So to see him go for it on fourth down, not one, not two, but three times, and convert all three of them, that was the difference in the game
last week,
John. That was the reason the Packers won, as the Lions go 0-2, and they're a team that's known for going for it and converting on fourth down. So I do think he's evolved, and I think, like I said, he's hitting his stride a little bit offensively. But it also seems like him and Love's relationship continues to build, the trust between the two of them. And he's put the ball in the hands of his $55 million quarterback in those spots, and it's been working.
Let's talk about Jordan Love a little bit. I think a lot of people relieved. I think at the beginning of the season, we thought we knew what we had.
Yeah.
Jordan Love seems to be the real deal. A little bit of growing pains, a little bit of inconsistency. Jordan Love now playing at an MVP level. Take us inside what the difference has been for Jordan Love the past couple of weeks, especially in Detroit.
Yeah, I think even dating back to 2023, his first year as a starter, we saw the arm talent. We saw the, okay, that was a little Favre-esque, and then we saw moments that, oh, that's a little Rodgers-esque. It seems like he's kind of somewhere in between, maybe a little bit closer to Rodgers, because he hasn't turned the ball over in weeks. But his accuracy has just gone to the next level. He is putting the ball in spots that you go, oh my goodness, I didn't see that
tight
one coming. Right, tight windows. And, you know, last week we saw the 51-yard touchdown to Christian Watson, the deep shot up the middle of the field. We've kind of been waiting on that one, right?
Yep.
You know, Watson has the speed. You know Love has the arm talent.
Yep.
When are they finally going to take that deep shot? It's the longest touchdown pass of Love's career last week. So all in all, I think the accuracy is the biggest thing, but also just the leadership. You can tell he's really running the offense now. It's a LaFleur brainchild, but now Love really calling the shots and leading that offense in a different way than he has in years past.
Let's go to the other side of the ball. Bears coach Ben Johnson, who you mentioned earlier, said this week, this Packers defense may be the best that we've seen all year. The rankings seem to bear that out. Most rankings, and you can use all sorts of different metrics, put the Packers in the top five. How good is this defense, and can they get better?
Yeah, it's really good. There's a couple of holes you worry about. They lose nose tackle Devontae Wyatt to the leg injury for the rest of the season. And the cornerbacks have been inconsistent, but overall probably better than we realize in terms of Carrington Valentine and Keyshawn Nixon. So all in all, yes, very good. The linebackers should be back, both of them, Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, and Isaiah McDuffie, who's filled in for Walker the last couple of weeks and been really, really awesome for them. In the middle, should be back this week. And I mentioned the name before. We have to talk about him, John. Micah Parsons is just a complete field tilter. He's got 12 and a half sacks and has not played a game in December yet.
It's amazing.
The last Packer to have at least 12 and a half sacks was Za'Darius Smith in 2019 when he had 14 and a half. Micah certainly on pace to beat that number here in 2025. When you have a guy like that, it changes the game. It just does. And we saw how he changed the game on Thanksgiving in Detroit against one of the best tackles in football in Penei Sewell at 2.5 sacks at Ford Field. So when you have a guy like that, yeah, you probably have a pretty good chance to have a top five defense.
Want to tap into you a little bit about the Giannis situation. Yeah. So let's set aside the calf strain. Let's just assume that it's a calf strain. He's dealt with it before, and he will likely be back. The bigger conversation, it makes me sad, the reporting out there. Now, the Bucks are pushing back, saying adamantly he never asked for a trade. But it's pretty apparent that discussions at least are happening now about his future. What's your take on the Giannis situation?
It's bizarre. It is sad. That's the right word to use by you, John. It's a little Rodgers-esque in a different way, to bring it back to the Packers a little bit. Will he, won't he? Will he be here, won't he be here? Will they trade him? Is he happy? Is he unhappy? I don't really know what to make of it. I love Giannis, and we know Giannis loves Milwaukee, but the thing he loves more than Milwaukee is winning. He wants to win another championship. And despite a nice win, mostly without Giannis last night over the first place Pistons, I don't think they have a championship roster around him. I just don't. And I don't know how you build a championship roster around a guy who's making as much money as he is. And when you have money still going to Damian Lillard, who's not on the team, it's a bizarre situation. Now, I thought what you just said, the comments by Doc Rivers, the head coach last night, that I can tell you how many times he's never requested a trade. That might be true, but what is his agent saying? What are people in his camp saying? He may have never directly asked for a trade. Has anybody asked for a trade? That I don't know. It sounds like yes, they're saying no. It's a lot of he said, she said. I think he'll remain on the Bucks for the remainder of the season. That's just my personal opinion. But what does the future hold after this season? It could be coming to an end. It very well could be. I hope not, but it very well could be.
I hope not, too. But, you know, we're putting a lot of carts in front of horses here. But it was 45 years between Kareem and Giannis.
Yeah, it's hard to get a Giannis.
To wrap your arms around how special he is just makes the situation that much more sad.
Yeah, he's that meaningful to Milwaukee. Does Fiserv Forum, does the Deer District exist without Giannis? I think you and I would agree. No, probably not. Right. It doesn't look like that, at least. And, you know, he's been so impactful both on and off the court in Milwaukee. He loves Milwaukee. Milwaukee loves him. But does that lead to more rings? That's the ultimate question I think he cares about most at the end of the day. And I think as we're sitting here on December 4th, the answer is no. But can that change? Possibly.
ESPN's Alex Stroh, the host of Green Bay Game Day, and our Bucks guy, too. Alex, thank you so much.
I tried to do a little bit of everything. Thanks, John.